This is Steele and Drex on demand.
Hey, welcome back. Earlier this week, we were talking about really interesting findings from a new debt study put out by Sands & Associates. And we want to bring in Blair Manton, the senior VP of Sands & Associates, because Blair has got the report out officially today. Thanks for joining us, Blair.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You were focusing on the physical and psychological effects of debt. What did you discover?
Well, we discovered that the relationship, it's very direct, meaning that the more debt that you have, typically the more symptoms that you're experiencing, things like depression and anxiety and things like that. But we found it was actually more severe than we had thought. So actually focusing on this, we found that, yeah, people were experiencing just very significant impacts from being in debt, far beyond just the financial impact.
Actually, thoughts of suicide.
Yeah, that's absolutely the most sobering part of the study. We found, depending on the age group, and it was actually worst amongst the younger demographic, as much as 1 in 5 people that came to see us, they answered our survey saying that, yeah, we had actually considered suicidal thoughts to deal with our debts. We just didn't see a way out.
When you look at the numbers that you did in your research, are they comparable? You know, what were things like in the 80s? What were things like in the 90s? Any different?
Well, in terms of debt as a fact of life, that's far more ubiquitous now than it's ever been. So, you know, bankruptcy rates were far lower. You know, things like consumer proposals didn't even exist in the 80s. But also, there was less of this, you know, credit everywhere at every time and less of really impetus to be concerned about your credit rating and build credit early. You know, we've really been conditioned to be a group of borrowers now as a nation.
What were the main causes of debt?
You know, for the most part, people are pretty confident to take responsibility. So for the most part, it was overextension of credit. It was financial mismanagement. That's what people self-identified. But when we look deeper, it was usually that there was some compelling life event that happened. And it's things that you can obviously understand. You know, it's someone lost their job or their spouse became ill or a relationship ended. It's one of those life changes that unless you've got an emergency fund ready, if you're just treading water on your debt and paying lots of interest each month with the minimum payments, even a small interruption to your finances can suddenly put you over the edge.
Well, then what are the warning signs that debt's actually becoming a big problem in your life?
Well, and that was something we were encouraged to find. The number one reason why people decided to get help with their debt is they actually looked and said, you know what, all we're doing is making the minimum payments, and we now understand that that's not going to get us out of debt. So since 2010, credit card companies have had to show you that if you only make the minimums, it's going to take, you know, 10, 20, 50 years to pay off your debts. So we found that's the number one thing that drives people through the door. You know, quite often there's also collection calls or lawsuits, but, you know, it's usually just taking a hard look at the finances to see doing what I'm doing is not getting me out of debt.
Yeah. And the final word of advice for anyone who's feeling like debt is overwhelming them?
There's a solution to every debt problem. All you need to do is reach out and ask for help. Any licensed insolvency trustee will meet with you for free, and there's no reason to ever consider, you know, feelings of depression or suicide. There's a way forward to solve every single debt problem.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your time, Blair.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is Blair Manton, Senior Vice President of Sands & Associates.
Steele and Drex, weekdays from 2 on CKNW Radio.